Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Burntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
This episode of the Sheridan Tapes was brought to you by our supporters on Patreon: Shirley Casperson, Virginia Spots, Jesse Steele, Sam Taylor, Mike and Don Van Winkle, Neil Covert, Aries Jimenez, Holly Harmon, Accursed, Ollie Vasilevska, Kai Cook, Sophia Stashevich, Hyde, Victoria Ann Farber, Cynthia Harivo, Kayla Hale, EvieBon125, Fennec Foxfire, Keely Wood, Healing with Marcus, and Soap. If you'd like to support the show as well, then please go to patreon.com/homesteadcorner. For as little as $1 a month, you get early access to all new episodes, a special patron-only podcast, and exclusive behind-the-scenes content.
Come in!
Sorry to bother you, but I'm looking for Sergeant Gott.
Oh, you must be our new detective. I'm Alan.
Hi, I'm Sam Bailey. Do you know where I could find Sergeant Gott?
Alan Gott, Sam. But you can just call me Alan.
Oh, of course. Sorry, I'm just I just wasn't sure if.
Hey, don't worry about it. Welcome to Agate Shore, Detective Bailey. Can I get you anything? Water? Coffee?
No, thanks. I'd just like to get settled in, if you could show me where...
Oh, yeah, of course. Come on. It's just down the hall. So, what brought you to Agate Shore, if you don't mind me asking?
Looking for somewhere quiet to get started, you know. And I've got some family in town. Well, used to, at least.
You spend a lot of time here as a kid?
No, not a lot. No, a couple of summers when I was little.
Was that before the dam, or?
A few before then. Yeah.
God, I wish I could have seen it back then. Old pictures make it look absolutely stunning.
Yeah, it was.
Well, here we are.
It's. Cozy.
I think you mean tiny.
I didn't want to say.
It used to be a broom closet, Sam. We set it up as nice as we could, but we didn't exactly have the money to build you a whole new office. Sorry if HR promised you different.
No, it's fine. I guess I just didn't know what to expect.
Well, trust me, you get used to that pretty quickly around here. But if you ever need a bit more space to think, my door's always open.
Thanks, that's really kind of you.
Yeah, it's nothing. Besides, my office is about the only place in the station that actually stays warm in the winter. Don't want you freezing to death on us.
I'll keep that in mind.
Well, I'd better get out of your hair, let you get settled in. Nice to meet you, Sam.
Nice to meet you, too. See you around?
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
It doesn't feel real. Being back in Agate Shore, I mean. Seeing it like this. I mean, it's all solid and real, sure, but it doesn't feel like I'm actually here. Like it all really happened. I don't know why. I mean, just look around, Bailey. It's all right there in front of you. There used to be a town here, and how there isn't. And you know exactly how that happened. Maybe I've just dreamt about it so many times since I left. It doesn't feel real anymore. Nope. Definitely real. God, that hurts. I really need to find something to splint this before I break it even worse. And somewhere I can hide, too. I doubt the Echo's far behind. Or Morrison, for that matter. Oh, speaking of things that don't feel real. I saw what the lake looked like on the news after I woke up, but being back here, it's even stranger than I thought it would be. When the dam broke, when I blew up the dam, the whole town was flooded within 5 minutes. The water almost reached the 101 exit. The highway was washed out at a few points below the grade. But now, it's mostly settled back into the old lake bed. Mostly. I mean, I was, what, 7, 8 when the dam was first built? So I don't really remember what it used to look like before, but I can tell the waterline is way higher than it used to be. Hell, the shoreline is practically at the police station doors. Which is handy, because it's about the only structure on Main Street that's really survived. And probably my only good bet for finding a first aid kit. If it hasn't been washed away, too. Come on, Sam. You can do this. You have to do this. God. Look at this place.
I mean, it's in remarkably good shape for, you know, getting hit with an entire lake's worth of water less than a year ago, but still. Most of the interior walls are just completely gone. All the drywall is washed away, so the only things left are a few structural beams, and most of those are completely black with mildew. Literally rotting away. I better get out of here fast. Let's see, we got the first aid kits in the supply closet and the main office, but those look... Well, they aren't really there anymore, so I doubt the first aid kits would be. But the break room looks mostly intact. I think we started keeping a first aid kit in there after the New Year's party. God, what was that? 5 years ago? Jesus! You're okay, Sam. You're fine. It should be just over. Okay, good. The cabinet survived. Kind of. Sort of. And if I'm right, here it is. And it's all still dry. More or less. Really glad we didn't go cheap when we bought this. Oh. You're still recording, huh? Forgot I had you on for a minute there. I better stop. I have no idea how much tape.
Sam? What are you doing here?
I'm here for the party.
Well, obviously. But we didn't think you were really going to show up. We actually had a bit of a bet going around the office, you know.
I thought I'd try to be here for one of these things. Wait, were you betting against me showing up?
No, of course not. I knew you'd come through, just, kind of seemed like something you'd skipped out on.
With people betting on whether or not I'd show up? Yeah, I don't know why I wouldn't want to deal with that.
We're just having fun, Sam. It is actually a party, you know. Speaking of which, Happy New Year, man! Here's to 2015.
Cheers.
So, how long are you planning on staying, by the way?
What? Why?
Well, not to press you, but there was also a bet on how long you stayed if you did show up. So?
You've got to be kidding me. Do people really think I'm that predictable?
Well, not so much predictable, just idiosyncratic, you know.
Glad I could be a source of amusement for everyone. Is Alan here?
Huh? Oh, yeah, he's here. Over by the punch bowl, making eyes at Susan.
Oh, is he, do you think he likes her?
I don't know. Maybe. Honestly, I think he had a little more to drink than usual. She's really not his type.
What do you mean she's not?
Friends! Romans! Countrymen! Lend me your ears!
Get off the table, Goss! You're drunk!
That may be so. But that doesn't change the fact that tonight is indeed a night of nights. The last night of 2014. It has been one hell of a year. We have kept our old friends, made some new ones, and clung to life here on the ragged edge of nowhere. It's been tough, and I won't pretend otherwise. But we made it through, all of us, and we even managed to grow stronger for it, haven't we? Come on, let's hear it for the newest member of our little cadre, Detective Sam Bailey! I know, he's not everyone's cup of tea. But he really is a decent guy, if you just get to know him. Well, get to know him, manage to ignore all the angry muttering, and learn to see the real human person underneath. But in any case, here's looking at you, kid. Anyway, since I'm a bit of a sap for tradition, I think it's high time for a bit of Auld Lang Syne, don't you think? Come on, let's go! Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to...
I've got you.
Yeah, I guess you do. Wasn't I up there a minute ago?
You kind of were.
That's funny. What are you all staring at? You never seen a guy fall off a table before? Bunch of greenhorns. Well, come on! It's still a party, isn't it? Let's get it.
Alan, are you okay?
Okay, rolling again. Took longer than I expected to splint my leg. Hurt more than I thought it would, too. Though to be fair, I never thought I'd be splinting my own leg while running away from the police. Funny how they don't cover that in basic first aid. Sheridan really wasn't kidding when she said this place was full of memory. I mean, she didn't even live here and she could feel it. When I was in the station, I could swear I heard... Well, I don't know what I heard. I don't know if I really heard anything or was just remembering again. Reliving what happened. And when so much happened in that station, it's almost like it's all just... I don't know. But it's not like that's really important anyway. I'm probably just trying to keep talking to drown out whatever my mind is trying to do. Or whatever's out there in the water. I just need to find somewhere to shelter for the night, that's all. I thought I might be able to stay in the station, but I'm really not too confident in its structural integrity right now. There's really nothing else left in town, but it looks like there are still a few houses on the crest, including Mom and Dad's old place. It's not ideal, but hey, at least if I get caught, they can't pin me with breaking and entering. I still have the key. But if there really are ghosts anywhere in this town, they're in that house. All of them. Guess I shouldn't keep them waiting any longer.
What the hell?
Oh, shh. It's okay.
Sam? What are you doing? Where am I?
My house. You hit your head pretty badly when you fell, and no one could find the first aid kit in the station. Now hold still. You're still bleeding a bit.
Well, hold on. Why am I in your house?
Well, we figured you didn't want to go to the hospital over this, and my place was closest. Jerry's still downstairs, waiting to see if you're okay. Now lie back and keep still.
Did he help you? Ow!
Sorry. Need to disinfect him. I don't think the break room floor is sterile, you know?
Yeah, no. Still isn't fun, though.
I think you had a bit too much fun already tonight. And that's how you ended up here, remember?
Oh. Right. That's not exactly how I wanted to end up in your bed, that's for sure.
Here, this should take care of the bleeding. You should ice it as well, just to be safe.
Sam?
20 minutes on, 40 minutes off. It should stop the swelling.
Sam, listen. I didn't mean to...
I'm going to go downstairs and tell Jerry you're fine. I'll be sleeping down in the living room if you need anything, but try not to get up if you don't have to.
Sam, look, I wasn't trying to... Okay. Thanks, Sam. Oh, brilliant. Way to go, God. Gold star for you on this one.
Here. And against all odds, everything's exactly where I left it. The other houses on the row were all looted and most of their windows were broken, but somehow this one is pretty much untouched. Just a bit of graffiti, and besides that, exactly like I left it. And I doubt that's a coincidence. My leg's really starting to hurt again. Oh, I think the painkillers are starting to wear off. God, I can't stop running, but I don't know how long I can keep going like this before I need to go to the hospital. Of course, I would break my leg less than a day into my life as a fugitive. Yeah, that seems just about right for me. I honestly don't know if I should sleep or try to stay awake, or just stay still for a while. This was definitely not part of the plan. I just hope Bill is able to keep the chief distracted long enough for Maria to... Who is... Dad? Hello? Who's there? Hello? If there's anyone there, please come out where I can see you. Just imagining things again, Sam. They're gone. They're all gone. What the hell's... You.
Hello, Detective Bailey. Good to see you again.
Who's... Alan, what the hell are you doing?
Oh, good, you're up. I didn't want to wake you, but now that you're up, how do you like your eggs?
What? Scrambled, but...
Great, because that's about all I can really do on short notice. I was going to make toast. You want some?
Alan, what are you doing up? You should be resting.
What, for this? I've had much worse with way less pampering. And seeing as how you slept on the couch, I figured the least I could do was make breakfast. So, toast?
Sure. Alan, listen. About what happened last night.
I think you mean what didn't happen last night.
Yeah, sure. What didn't happen? Look, I don't want you
Hold
to...
Hold on. I think the eggs are done.
Alan, I'm serious.
And I seriously think this conversation will go over better after you've had something to eat here. Plus, I'm starving. And no good decision in history has ever been made on an empty stomach. Good?
Yeah. Really good, actually.
Well, don't flatter me. It's eggs. They're pretty hard to mess up.
Not that hard. Trust me.
So, last night?
Yeah. Last night.
I shouldn't have said it. It was just a stupid thought that popped into my head, and I wasn't thinking clearly, and I'm sorry.
Did you mean it, though?
Well, I... Sort of. Mostly. Yes. Not the way I said it, but yes, I did. I do. Do you?
I don't know.
It's a very simple question, Sam.
Well, not really. Not for me.
What's that supposed to mean?
Look, the people I love, I don't always like them at first. And I never really know if it will even happen. I know I like being around you. I like spending time with you. I like to be close to you, but I don't know if I feel that way about you yet. Or if I ever will.
Huh.
It takes time. For me. Too much time for most people, actually. So, look, I get it.
Get what?
If you just want to go.
Why do you think I'd want to go?
I don't know. I just thought...
Sam, I don't know who you think I am, but if I didn't want to wait, I would have asked you out 3 months ago.
You're not going to...
Sam, I've had a crush on you since you first bumbled into my office. I've always known. But I'm not in any rush. I can wait. And if you never feel the same way about me, then... That's okay. I wish you did, but... If you don't, then you don't. It's your call.
How long?
As long as you need. Now eat your eggs and turn it into rubber over there.
Really, Bailey, you're making this way too easy. I mean, I didn't expect a challenge, but I wasn't planning on going up against a cripple. I almost feel bad about this. Actually, I do feel bad. Here, I'll give you a free shot. Right here. Come on. Take a swing. Unless you're too much of a gentleman to hit a lady. No! Oh, so close. Better luck next time.
Look, if you're trying to kill me, then just do it, okay?
God, you really are an idiot, aren't you?
What?
You really think I went through all this just to... What? Murder you? Dump your body in the lake?
Why not? It's pretty much what you did with Anna in any case.
Jesus Christ, Bailey. You really think that's what happened? That I just killed her?
What? You didn't?
God. Where would I find the time to pull that off? She'd been trying to kill me for nearly 10 years. She'd see me coming halfway across the country.
But if you didn't kill her, then who did?
Oh, Bailey. Sorry. That nearly made all of this worth it. Thank you. I needed a good laugh.
Who killed Sheridan?
I don't know. I don't even know if she's dead. I just know she's gone.
Oh, come on.
Trust me, I wish I knew. That way I'd have the pleasure of not telling you. As it is... well...
Someone who's not trying to kill me. You seem to be getting awful close.
And there it is. The final proof.
Proof of what?
You can lead a horse to water. Why on earth would I want to kill you in the first place?
Well, to replace me. Like you tried to do with Bill.
And why would I want to do that? What would I gain from being you? I mean, it's not like anyone really likes you. Or trusts you.
Well...
And even if they did... Well, you met my copy of Lieutenant Tyler. And you know I copied Maria. Not very well, but I managed it. But you... Well...
You can't copy me?
Oh, I tried. I didn't think it would work, but I still gave it a go. When we first met in the halfway house. Chief Morrison told me not to try. But still...
Wait. You knew Morrison before?
You're missing the point. As usual. What am I, Bailey?
You're... The Echo.
A stupid name. But it works, I guess. I'm a reflection. A refraction. I take the voices of the living and copy them back into the world. But for some reason, I can't take yours. No matter how much I listen to your irritating voice, I just can't duplicate it.
Are you saying that I'm... What? That I'm not alive?
Do you really think that Sam Bailey ever came out of that water? Do you really think that the voice you heard made a bargain without taking its cut? You told it you'd do anything. You told it you'd give anyone. But you also told it you'd give it anything. So it took your life.
But I'm alive. I grew up after that. I lived my life.
And what makes you think the life you lived was really yours? Did it ever feel like you were in control? Like you were ever whole?
I was... Once.
And how long did that last? How long before the lake took that away as well? You're a dead man walking, Bailey. You drowned more than half a lifetime ago and all the time since? Well, you certainly paid the price for it. So no. I don't think I can kill you. But I do know that I can hurt you. And that I want to.
To save yourself.
Oh, of course. What else would it be? Wait, stop!
What the hell is that?
Something went through the guardrail over there. Quick,
Grab a flashlight. Look, down there at the bottom of the hill. Quick, get a light on.
Hold on, I'm just trying to... Oh, God. That's Sheridan's van.
Bailey must be down there. Come on. We can go back to the exit.
Sir,
and...
that's Agate Shore. Maybe we should...
Don't get superstitious on me now, Tyler. Come on.
What? Back on your feet, are you? Ready for round two? Come on. I'll give you another freebie. Sure you can't miss this time.
No. I don't think I will.
Wait. What the hell are you doing? Bailey. Bailey? No! No, wait! Stop! Bailey, you don't know what you're doing! It's not... You can't... God, I think he can. Shit! Bailey? Bailey! Come back here! Please! Please don't do this! You can't...
The Sheridan Tapes, Episode 25, Time's Imperious Voice. Starring Erin Neely Chaconis as Anna Sheridan, Robin Gabrielli as Alan Gott, Jesse Steele as Bill Tyler, Maurice Cooper as Jerry Price, Michael Dostrow as Chief Morrison, and Trevor Van Winkle as Sam Bailey, with original music by Jesse Hagen. Written and produced by Trevor Van Winkle and made possible by our supporters at patreon.com/homesteadcorner. Visit thesheridantapes.com to view additional content, rate and review us on Apple Podcasts, and connect with us on Twitter and Instagram at Trevor_VW. New episodes are released every Friday at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on all podcasting platforms. I'm Trevor Van Winkle, this is Homestead on the Corner, and you're listening to
The Sheridan Tapes.
Have you ever watched a futuristic sci-fi movie and wondered, but wait, could any of this really happen? And will I live long enough to see it? That's what our show Hypothetical is about. I'm Carrie Bechet, and on this podcast, we ask what-if questions about the future. Like, what if we could read minds? What if the world's digital data was erased all at once? What would happen if the Yellowstone supervolcano erupted? Then we explore that question two ways, through speculative science fiction and through dialogue with brilliant scientists. The result is a genre-bending narrative that's interwoven with real facts provided by literal geniuses. And, spoiler alert, a lot of the science fiction out there, it's not nearly as far-fetched as you might think. Come time travel with me into the future on Hypothetical. New episodes on Tuesdays, available on all your favorite podcast apps. Just search Hypothetical. That's HYPERTHETICAL.